SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
We really want men to step up more and take more of a role in looking after children, especially in the early year or years.
In Australia, some parents can receive parental leave payments from the government and employers to look after their newborns.
The arrangements here in Australia are pretty flexible because the payment can be shared between parents. It's paid for a period of up to 22 weeks.
But not everybody is eligible. Welcome to this episode of Australia Explained. I'm your host, Maram Smail. Today, we look at what parental leave payments are available, who's eligible, and how to claim them. Expecting a baby is a special and exciting time, but it can also bring financial stress. Parental leave payments from the Australian government and employers can help ease this burden, allowing parents to receive income while staying home to care for their baby. Dr. Adele Murdelow, CEO of the Multicultural Centre for Women's Health, says that parental leave is important for families and society.
It contributes so much to our community, not just, you know, taking kind of some pressure off women themselves when they're parenting or other parents when they're parenting, but also contributing so much to care of children. So even though we think of people being on parental leave as not being productive, actually they're being very productive.
Parental leave pay is a payment from the Australian government helping families take time off work to care for a newborn or newly adopted child under 2 years old. Hank Youngin is the General Manager of Services Australia, which manages the Australian government's parental leave pay scheme. He explains the scheme's flexibility and upcoming changes.
The arrangements here in Australia are pretty flexible because the payment can be shared between parents. It's paid for a period of up to 22 weeks. That increases to 24 weeks from the 1st of July in 2025, and it then increases to 26 weeks after the 1st of July 2026. In addition to that, from the 1st of July 2025, it will also include superannuation contributions.
The payment rate is $915.80 per five-day work week, based on the national minimum wage. To qualify, you must be the child's primary caregiver. You must also meet a work and income test. Hank Youngin adds that you need to be an Australian resident or meet certain visa requirements.
When your child is born or adopted, you must be living in Australia, and you either need to have an Australian citizenship, a permanent visa, a special category visa, or certain temporary visas, for example, temporary protection visa.
You also must have lived in Australia for 2 years before the child's birth or adoption. Time spent overseas is excluded from this period. You can check if you're eligible on the Services Australia website, servicesaustralia.gov.au, then you can apply online. Hank Youngin recommends applying through Centrelink via your MyGov account.
Now, the beauty of using MyGov to access Centrelink is that, one, it leads to a range of information, but it also provides you the opportunity of lodging an online claim, which is undoubtedly the easiest way to claim.
He explains that parental leave pay can be shared by two parents if both are eligible.
The payment is designed in such a way that it accommodates different family arrangements. So you can claim if you're the birth mother's partner, the child's biological father, or the partner of the child's biological father. But it's important to understand that the birth mother must agree to those arrangements and must approve any payments that are going to either the partner, or other relevant family members.
Dr. Adele Merdelow says that one of the great things about parental leave is that it recognizes the importance of parenting for both mothers and fathers.
We really want men to step up more and take more of a role in looking after children, especially in the early year or years. And this is a way of men being able to be supported while they do that.
Parental leave pay leave can be taken in one go or in blocks. Hank Youngin says that you cannot work on the days when you receive the payments.
The other things that you need to let us know is any changes in circumstances. For example, if you return to work or you plan to work on days where parental leave pay is being made, or you want to change a nominated date, because you cannot be working on a day where you are being paid parental leave pay. So they're the sorts of situations that you must let us know. Of course, if you're leaving the country, either temporarily or permanently, you also need to let us know.
Parental leave pay is also available in case of stillbirth or infant death. To learn all the details about parental leave pay, Hank Youngin recommends visiting the Services Australia website, which provides information in many languages.
We understand that migrants and newly arrived people in Australia face language barriers. If you head to our website and search your language, you'll find that there's information to read, watch or listen to in over 75 languages. We even have audio products in 10 languages. And of course, we operate a multilingual call centre service. And the number for that is 131-202 for Centrelink payment.
Some employers also offer separate parental leave payments. Eligibility and rules vary, so it's important to check with your human resources department and refer to your enterprise agreement. Afnan Malik is the father of a 2.5-year-old. He was eligible for parental leave pay through both the government and his employer, but he didn't claim as much as he was entitled to.
And sometimes you are just like scared, like you might end up getting the wrong thing, and then you have to pay back to your employer or to your to the government. So these are the things that keep hitting your mind. So that's why, like, I was also playing on the safe side.
If he was in the same position again, he would go to his employer and ask more questions rather than wait on them to come to him.
I think, first of all, I will now approach them and I will ask them from the front to what sort of leave should I apply, which I think I should have done last time, but like I was expecting other way that they will come to us.
Dr. Adele Merdelow also recommends consulting an organization like JobWatch to double-check what are your entitlements at work.
If they do call JobWatch, they can arrange for an interpreter at no cost. So I would suggest that's a really good port of call where you can get some advice and information that he takes into account the legal context and the your particular situation.
Employees who have worked for their employer for at least 12 months are entitled to unpaid parental leave, which ensures their role is held for up to 12 months. While parental leave pay is a valuable support, Dr. Adele Merdelow would love to see more people eligible to it.
So I think it's a fantastic thing to have in our community, both a paid scheme from government as well as schemes within individual workplaces. But unfortunately, we don't have equity in the scheme. Not everybody is entitled to it. And so people do need to investigate a little bit further to find out whether they're actually eligible for the schemes.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Audrey Bourget and Amram Smail. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Germian. Subscribe or follow the Australia Explained podcast for more valuable information and tips about settling into your new life in Australia. Do you have any questions or topic ideas? Send us an email to australiaexplained@sbs.com.au.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.